and welcome to another edition of the Community Living Show on the NCRE Radio Networks. That's the National Campus and Radio Association Networks across British Columbia and across Canada. Here on two of our stations, CITR 101.9 FM, that's CITR.ca, and of course, Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM, on streaming www.cooperadio.org. Joining us right now is Michael. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well.
Oops, sorry. You get the on-air button. So how is it going?
It's going okay. I just got to find a headset that works here. It's like, holy crap, guys.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And we have our favorite guest.
Yes, our favorite guest is back.
Yes.
Is Cheryl Young from the founder of the Fibromyalgia Wellspring Foundation.
That is now in, used to be in Langley, but where is it moved?
They're
now
in Aldergrove now.
Aldergrove.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
And I believe it's 272 and
Fraser Highway is close enough.
Fraser Highway.
Yeah, that's right. Hi. So there's, so Cheryl, how's it going these days?
Excellent. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Well, good.
I am doing great.
Excellent.
Got a headset.
Yes. So Michael can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, I can't hear your lovely voice.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So, anyway, we hear that the Fibromyalgia Wellspring Foundation is making even more progress, and that you have found a property to put the lodge on. So what's going on there?
Okay. As you know, Michael, we did find a place that would work perfectly. We have been going back and forth. We just heard a few minutes ago that we are not able to move in there. They're not willing to come down very little on their price. And so we'll be out there looking this afternoon for another property, but we know that there is one there and moving forward, so really excited about, you know, it would work, but some people just need what they want,
mm-hmm.
right? So
yeah.
We're okay with that, and, you know, considering no one had ever looked at the property but us in 18 months, I figured, well, you know what? Whatever works, works, so we're good.
They probably had their reasonings for staying where they did on the price as far
absolutely,
as concerned.
Absolutely.
How's your health been? I know it's been almost, what is it, a year since the accident?
Yes, actually almost a year. Yes, it'll be a year on the 17th, I guess it's the 16th of June.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's very slow healing. As you know, I'm not walking. I'm still only able to walk up to 5 minutes a day, and that's a little frustrating, as you know. But you know what? You can only do what you can do. Lots of specialists are being ordered now, so I guess they wait a year till you get, you know, to that point, and then they're going on with that. But as you know, we're also leaving on Monday for our road trip
mm-hmm.
back to Banff. So we got that geared up and meeting a lot of the mayors again and the Save On Foods. And Michael put together a wonderful thank you document that we're handing out to everyone, so we're really excited. We've already handed out a few because we won't have time to do everyone like we did last year. So it was moving forward and just so excited about the road trip.
Yeah. I did see on Facebook that you had given one to your cousins who provided us with some lovely meals and barbecues as we traveled through that stretch between, I guess it was near Vernon?
Yes, through Winfield, Vernon, and Coldstream. Our family is quite large in those areas. And if people want to go and see what we're presenting to the wonderful people that are supporting us, they are my Facebook page or the Just One More Step to the Village or Just One More Step. I've placed it all on those pages so people can actually see them. And we're really excited, and they love them. And it's just, they look good. I really think they look very nice, and we're just so thankful for my cousins Bernie and Heather and Glenn and Susan and Chuck for being there for us. And, you know, that was amazing to be fed real meals and not have to worry about, you know, what we were going to eat that day. And it kept us going really well. So really excited. It's going back and finishing the adventure. I mean, I'm looking forward to just finishing the whole. It was a kind of a two-part thing. And mm-hmm. then we got the documentary and the book coming out with that. So that's going to keep us busy for another year. So we're good with that.
Documentary and book and all that stuff.
Yes.
That usually, well, you're a Hobbit fan, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
But they shot the thing in a number of months. in comparison to what how long it took them to edit the whole thing and actually turn it into what we saw as the film, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it took like five times as long to edit it and put it together as it did to actually shoot it.
Well, we can see that, though, because there's so much information that you documented, Michael. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm really thankful that you came with us on that trip because I think it really opened up all of our eyes about what we were doing and what was happening. And I'm working on the book now. As you know, I'm getting to the point where I'm not much else to do. We're just going to be working on the lodge, which is number one. We want people in the lodge by the 1st of October. So we've got to find a house now, and we're just going to get out there and find it. And it's not going to be a problem. We just got to get out there. So that's our. So hopefully next time I'll be able to say, hey, we found a house. And we really did find a house, so we just have to be patient, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that was one house, not the house.
No, that was one house, yeah. But as you know, it was a really good house. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're thankful for the BC Housing and the people that are working with us. And, of course, we're going to be getting a lot of grants. We're out there doing grants now because we want to do more. We just don't want to just have a house. We want to have something for people that can also come and participate and be in social events and things like that. We want we want more. We want to help more people, and the house is just the beginning of being able to do that. And we're really excited about that.
So since you brought it up, what is your long-term vision for actually helping people?
Okay, you know.
What's the ultimate for you?
No village. Don't even go there. I have been told I can't have a village. My lawyer would have a really fit because I'm still healing. Mm-hmm. So what I would like to see is with each lodge that we put together, that it becomes a social thing, because I honestly believe a lot of the challenges that we have as physically not, you know, impaired, that we don't get out as much and we don't have access to the right things to help us feel better. So our goal is not just to have a house. The house is very important so people aren't being isolated, but they're also be able to socialize with other people, you know, of both sexes, so that you have co-eds. It's just not going to be all female or all male. We're going to actually have participants. And then open the house up for events that people can come to and socialize and understand that the people putting it on understand their challenges. So, and I want to see what I can do by having them with the thrift shop here. They're able to come out and do some volunteering, which makes them feel better about themselves. And it's not like we are insisting on long hours. You know, 1 hour here a week or 2 hours or 3 hours a week helps the thrift shop, but it also helps them to get out of their home. Also, with the diet, I plan on bringing in the right kind of food, because I believe if we can have the right food, the right economics with people getting out, I believe they're going to get better. And that has always been my long-term goal is to help people become more of what they want to be. So that's where I'm coming from, and I know it's going to work.
Yeah.
And
since
you brought
the food issue.
Yes. Okay.
I'm just curious. I was curious why, if we don't want people to feel isolated, why you were going to the ALR, which is agricultural land, right?
Yes. Yes.
So, but I guess if you're talking about the right kind of food, you're actually talking about wanting to grow food.
Yes, we will grow our own. Like the house that we didn't get mm-hmm. had a greenhouse on it, And we had planned already to get some, you know, get people in there volunteering that want to grow vegetables or herbs or things that are going to help us get better, make our diet better, more round, and done right. Now, you know, no pesticides and things like that, that we're actually going to feel good about growing our own food. Yeah, that was totally what was planned on that property that we had looked at, but that's okay. We're going to have something better. One of the places we're looking at is a blueberry farm. Well, blueberries are awesome for us. So, and who's going to pick them? Somebody else can pick them.
Well, you know, you can pick a few handfuls here and there, you know, just to fill your tummy. No.
Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, people can't afford rent and food. So we can make that because, you know, with our lodge, we're going to have it all inclusive. So they don't have a choice. They have both. They have what they need. And maybe if they have what they need, maybe they'll feel better.
Yeah, that's another issue. I'm going to touch on the amount of money that people actually get in a second. But because I guess you've heard some criticism about going to the ALR from people, but that's at first inspection. When you dig deeper into it, the fresh air and growing your own food outweighs being in the urban.
Yeah.
Is that how you're seeing it?
Yeah, because, you know, what's more important, right? See, the house that we were going to get, and any house would do, we're not taking it out of the AR. So people rest easy. All we're doing is making a farm exempt, which means that it's still in the AR. And that's where we're protecting the AR, because I'm with you, you know, like 100%. Mm-hmm. But we also have to have someplace that big enough to create this lodge or home for people that need this. And we need the space, for goodness sakes. We need the quiet. We need a lot of things that property will give us. And it's the only place you're going to get something big enough. Because, you know, we do a Western Hoedown every year, which is this year's August 12th, that we need that space to bring people in so they can see what it's all about, so they can see that people can participate, and they can just hang loose, right, and get to know each other. So AR, very important, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we don't want to screw up that. We want to participate and work as a partnership with, with here, we'd have to partnership with the Township of Langley, AR, and, of course, BC Housing. So that's where we are. The second house, if I don't retire, will be Chilliwack. And that's our goal, is to talk to the mayor when we're doing the road trip to BAM next week, is talk to the Chilliwack mayor. And they do things a little bit different out there, so we'll have to see if it's kind of what we want to do. But it's very important. Our support groups run, as you know, in Surrey, Langley, Abbotsford, and Chilliwack, and we see a huge need in those four areas. But by having one in Langley and then one in Chilliwack, we kind of encompass the four support groups.
Okay. So, you said we touched on the topic of how much people actually get from this ability, that the average within your support groups.
Okay. They range, mm-hmm. but one of the worst I've heard is $345. That's the worst. Some making $2,800. That's the height. But they had good, union benefits and stuff like that. But majority of the people that we're putting into the lodge are not making $900 or less. And that's not enough, especially in the township, because I've been told that for just a bedroom with nothing else is $600 a month. And that's renting just a little room. I find that sad. I find that, you know, really, how can anyone afford that? And that's what we're fighting against, is, you know what, I'm not sure who's in government. I don't really care. I'm not political. All I can say is, how can we feed people on that or house them? And so by encompassing both on our plan and built it into our, we have a gentleman, Wayne Dick, and he built it into our project about how much people have to pay and how much we're going to get to subsidize that, okay, so that the house can be paid for just on the members we have coming in. It's been a really eye-opening for me over these 11 years, because I first got into the foundation, about developing the foundation, because of housing and how we always talked housing, because that's the need right there.
Well, with people that are dealing with chronic fatigue, chronic pain, those sort of things, is like, community is really important, because you fall away from society.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all your friends and everything are always just, they want to say, oh, he's just being lazy. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to come out and join us, or he thinks he's better than us, and that's why he's not coming out. It's like, you know, it's not because, hey, no, seriously, I hurt that much, I can't get out.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to hear or believe that, right?
Yeah.
So, community is important, you know.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number one, community, and then they're not alone. Then they mm-hmm. people understand what they're going through, because they already understand it, because they're going through it. And I think that's going to make a big difference, that they have someone they can talk to. Because if it's once a month to group, you know, I see the need. They come into my office, and we sit down and talk all the time. And it's the same old, you know, that they really need people to understand, and we'll talk with them about their situations or, you know, how they feel. I mean, I've had a lot of phone calls this last couple of weeks on what else can I do. I feel like there's no use for me anymore and stuff like that. This is what we're getting. Then you get that the next point is suicide. We got to stop this. This has to stop. We got to care about people. And I know you guys do over there, Kelly and Michael. I know that. I care. That's why we're all connected, because we really care. We have heart. And people don't always understand that. They think that, what are you out for, or what are you doing? And me, I think I'm crazy. I'm very the first one to admit it. I mean, I get on this this foundation 11 years ago. Now it takes up all my time. And, you know, and yeah, I got criticized for it from my family and my kids, because what's time for me, right? But you know what? It gets, you care. You got to care. Someone has to care. Yep. And you know what? We care, right? So. Right.
Yeah. And our show, we care for you as well.
Yes.
Thank you.
Like you said, I believe you said that she's our favorite guest, right?
Yeah. Well, thank you, but that's not necessary.
It was so many people. They want to. They say that they want to help, but it's about how they look helping people, not about how they're helping people.
Dead on. And, yes.
You've proven sprawled out in the middle of the road. I'm sorry.
Thanks. We can laugh about it this year, can't we?
Yeah. That it wasn't about the looks. It was really about just getting in there, helping people, because you could have ended the whole project right there.
Yeah.
And you pushed forward.
Yeah.
So
and
anyway,
my heroes came out then.
Yeah.
There you go. Yes, Callie. Go ahead.
Oh. I was just listening to your both your conversations. It was very interesting.
Yeah.
Now that you move from Langley to Aldergrove, what's it like over there?
Aldergrove is amazing. I had no clue when we came here that they would love us so much. They would welcome us with open arms, and we just love it here. We are found a new home, and we're happy here. And the people just donate. They come in. We need more volunteers in here, but, you know, because it can get overwhelming for my volunteers.
Right.
And, like, I'm working 7 days a week right now just to make sure nobody gets overwhelmed, because there's so much stuff being donated. So it's really cool. We've only been here 3 months, and we just feel, hey, there's a need here of community as well.
Right.
And so, you know, and we're going to start a new Aldergrove support group here as soon as we get the thrift shop up and running properly like we want it, and then we can bring in our Alder Grove group, mm-hmm. which will be great. And it'll be a small group, but, you know, we're happy to help. We want to help the community here. So. Mm.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come right back in just a moment. You're tuned in to the Community Living Show. Our guest is Cheryl Young, who's the co-founder of Fiber Mile Joe Wellspring Foundation in Alder Grove. They just moved from Langley to Alder Grove. And, yeah, we'll be back in a moment.
The news midweek, when the midweek news broke that Teo Dezar wasn't going to be playing in this game.
Growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at The Book Warehouse, Stormcrow Ale House, The Australian Boot Company, Fresh's Best Salsa and Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Tapestry Music Limited, Rufus Guitar Shop, Dentry's Irish Grill, the UBC Bookstore, On the French Hair Design, and the Bike Kitchen.
What would we do without our friends?
You are tuned in to the Community Living Show on the National Campus and Radio Association Networks, both of our Vancouver broadcast shows on Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM. Incidentally, program note, on July 2nd, Co-op Radio is going to be moving to Sunday mornings from 10 to 11 o'clock in the morning, so we will have both our shows both on CITR and on Co-op Radio.
Yeah.
So, exciting news.
We'll still be doing the half-hour show, though, for other markets that still want that half-hour show through the NCRA networks. But
yeah.
Vancouver will across Vancouver and the Lower Mainland, almost all the way to Abbotsford, including Co-op Radio, we'll get the one-hour show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I haven't talked to CIVL in Abbotsford because that's the other radio station.
Yeah, but Co-op Radio, actually, you can pick it up almost in Abbotsford.
Close to it.
Yeah.
But again, mm-hmm. The distance, how far it goes. If you want to listen to it in Chilliwack, that's where CIVL should be on there as well.
Yeah, that would be CIVL.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We'll have to work on that, won't
we? Yeah, we'll have to work on other radio stations. That's the plan we're trying to do, have our NCRA radio stations through program exchange to get through not only from Chilliwack, maybe in Victoria, maybe in Nanaimo, maybe in Prince George, around the area, throughout the NCRA network stations.
Yeah.
What we're broadcasting right now. So
yeah.
Cool.
Anyways, back to Cheryl Young and fibromyalgia.
So you brought up Alder Grove and needs and things like that. It seems like you're understand that Cheryl and I were also friends and we talk a lot just about stuff. But you said the other day when we were just talking about how the thrift store sales were way up over what you were doing in Langley.
Okay, in Langley, we were not making the rent with mm-hmm. the thrift shop at all. So the foundation always subsidized the monthly rent. And that means that we were out there doing everything we could, fundraising, whatever it took to cover the rent. So a lot of need was going there instead. Here, in less than 3 months, it is easily covering its rent on its own, as well as any bills or anything like the phone or anything. It takes care of itself. So we're able to now funnel that money into, like, the lodge, which is very good, and anything else that is needed. So we are very impressed and very happy to be here. And, it's a bigger store. So that's still a little bit more rent, but the thing is we are still covering it and we're excited because we kept our prices down. Our prices are fantastic, And so people can come and buy stuff. And then we have a 99-cent clothing sale once a month for any piece of clothing. Mm. You know, so we're helping the community by making sure that we're helping them out, as well as, you know, offering them service that they're able to come in. And we have a really big book section. And we welcome people to sit down and just browse or whatever. We're not hurrying them out the door. We want to become a part of that community, and we welcome them.
Mm. And if you're sitting there browsing through the books and you're paging through a book, maybe you might get lucky that day and Nigel's around and he makes a coffee.
Well, you never know.
Never know, right? But I guess the other thing is, in Langley City, there are so many thrift stores.
Yeah.
There's over 20 thrift stores in less than 4.25 square mile radius.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And in comparison to Alder Grove, I know that you have the Salvation Army that's on the other side of the street.
That's right. And that's it. Yeah. Basically, there's the two of us. Yeah.
So it's the other side of the street. Is that where the bus exchange is?
You're right. Absolutely. Yeah. That's where the Salvation Army is, right across from the bus station. And we're just down on the other side of 272.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's where you get most of the connections, not only from TransLink, but also from Abbotsford Transit as well.
Yes.
So I imagine you get a lot of customers from the Abbotsford side as well.
Yes. We do.
Yeah. It's a really good location, right?
It is.
Very good location, mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're keeping your prices so that it suits the community, too.
Yes. Oh, you have to. Mm-hmm. You know, why would you overprice something when it's all donated anyways? Mm. I mean, come on, it's donated. Yes. So, you know, we're very reasonable. people are always welcome. We always greet you with a smile. And we always say hello, and, you know, hugs are free, too. You know,
I think it's written somewhere on the wall that hugs are free.
Yeah.
But I do know Sally, Bonnie, and crew, they whenever I go in there, they're back there going through the donation bags, making sure that it's quality stuff.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So. Good price, quality, and quality product.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We do that, yes. Good.
Okay, so you're tuned into Community Living Show. Our guest is Cheryl Young, Fibromyalgia Wellspring Foundation out near Alder Grove. And more questions if you want to ask. Since our... Actually, I want to ask one question. We've done our television side on Shaw, on Access Television. Has anybody noticed after the show that aired, anybody, you know, asked you and your husband on the fibromyalgia situation?
Well, I've noticed that we are now being resourced out by doctors. I think they've saw that program, mm-hmm. and they're sending their patients to us, and we're happy to help. You know, anything we can do to help the community, it doesn't matter where the community is. I mean, all over the world we're actually connected to, but we're also, you know, Vancouver, you know, we're here to help the people. That's all we care about.
Sounds great.
Thank you for that. Yes.
You're welcome. Anytime. Uh-huh. Michael?
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to run out of questions.
Oh no.
I always have more questions. Yeah. So, I know we're going on the road trip. And we're leaving, what is it, 9 o'clock on
sharp.
Monday?
Monday.
Yeah. 9 o'clock Monday morning, 9 o'clock sharp from the thrift shop.
Yeah. And 8:55 a.m. on the button, the camera will go on for Cheryl to make a 5-minute statement.
Oh. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Okay. So if you make sure you get there a little bit early if you want to see us off, so that you do actually get to hear Cheryl speak for a few seconds before we move on to where's our first stop.
The first stop is Abbotsford, and we're going to be there at 10 o'clock and meet up with the city mayor. Mm-hmm. And then we're pretty, that next first 2 days are very busy, and then we're going to go to Chilliwack for 11:30, and we're going to also Save On Foods is going to feed us lunch. So thank you, Save On Foods, again. They've just totally stepped up to the plate to help us out, as well as all of the mayors that we're meeting up and a whole bunch of different people. So we're really thankful. Manning Park, oh, my goodness, the Enderby, Howard Johnston. We're going to be staying at the in the Canmore, in the condos that Nigel and I are have access to. So it's going to be a really good road trip.
Very nice.
The manager of the Manning Park property, and I can't remember, was it Holiday Travels, was it? The parent company. They moved the lady from
Leanne
from Manning Park to Whistler. So when we get back, we have to make a quick trip to Whistler, don't
we? Another road trip. All good.
Yeah, so we'll be going. We'll all be going up there to present her with something.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, we would do that. Yeah. So other than that, we're just spreading the word. We're always creating awareness, and you know what? It doesn't matter what invisible illness we have; they all need creating awareness. Yeah. So that's what we're out there doing, and we thank the people that support us. And as I said at the Cousins weekend, I said, well, if you don't know anything about our trip, too bad, so sad, because we did it, and we're going back on the road trip. So there we go. So, you know, so.
Yeah.
Good. Any more questions?
Yeah. Go ahead, Kelly.
So what is your final destination to your this event? I know you're going to Abbotsford, you're going to Chilliwack. What is your final destination?
It will be Canmore.
Canmore.
Alberta, yes. The mayor asked us back again. He wants to meet up with us. And, of course, that town is one of the best towns, and our people enjoy walking around and just seeing all the neat stuff that Canmore has to offer. So that will be our last day. It's actually it's 2 days in Canmore to enjoy that. And, you know, it's close enough to Banff, so they can go shopping there as well. But and just to remember, memories are huge, and people became family on that trip, and they're very close, and, you know, just the memories. Yeah.
Right.
We had a lot to bond us together.
Yes, so, we did.
There was the foundation itself had a evolutionary moment.
Yeah.
And then we had a bit of a tragedy. So, that's a complete story, isn't it? That would be a Shakespearean story, wouldn't it?
We just got to wait for that documentary to be written and the book. So,
Cheryl, you and I will be working on that very closely.
Very closely, to make
sure that the story kind of, we get the right,
we have to work it together. Yeah. And the 2018 calendars are in at the end of this week, so we're excited about our new calendars. We wanted to have them with us for the road trip, and I was told by a little birdie they are going to be ready to go with us on Monday. So we're excited about that. So we're going to take the 2017 calendars with us and the 2018 calendars, and we're really, really excited about that. So,
yeah, that's exciting news.
Yeah,
I'm glad to hear that the 2018 calendars are almost ready.
That's what I hear, so I'm really excited.
That's going to be a really cool thing to have with us to be able to distribute those.
Yeah, because we didn't have them last year, so this year we're going back with style. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Cheryl, I know you're not political.
No.
You're actually going to help us segue into the next bit.
Okay.
You've heard about the Memorial Hotel in Vancouver?
Yes.
And all the mismanagement and stuff like that. So any feelings on that?
Well, I'm not political.
No, not political. I mean just people.
You know, the people have to live somewhere, don't they?
Yeah.
And we really need to. I think if more communities would pull together and not think about themselves, that there would be more help to find homes. And I believe there is answers, but when different communities think of themselves first, instead of unifying and making something work, that's just my thought on that. I think that we could find a solution to the challenges that we're facing here all over the Lower Mainland. That's just a little plug there, you know.
Yes.
And did that help you?
With that little plug, you still have your GoFundMe page at GoFundMe.com. Just the number one, more step. Is it that's still up and running, right?
Yes, it is. Actually, I had a donation last night from Australia for the trip. And you know what? Every penny helps. I mean, it's sad when, you know, I love dogs. I love cats, as you know. I love children. But you know what? How about people loving people that have disability? You know, it's all about helping each other. And we're out there, as you know, we're out there every day raising funds for this road trip. And it's just like, come on, guys, help the people that are trying to make a difference. And not specifically me, because, you know, me, I just do what I need to do. But let's make things a little bit brighter and better for people out there. So come on. Donate. I know that we're all out there talking about it. This is our final chapter on this, except, of course, the book and the documentary, but that's going to take about a year at least. So
right.
Think about it. You know, just go on there. You can go to YouTube and look for the accident. You know, I think we called it Walker Hit by Motorhome. So there we go. That was new this week. So, okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. The two of you are wonderful. I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye.
So, Cheryl Young.
Yeah. So we have a video clip from our friend Gennargio Sullivan, and it is about the Balmoral Hotel in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And I had to say that it's kind of heartbreaking because the one gentleman that they interview, he walked into the Balmoral Hotel, became a resident there, a healthy person, and now he has lung issues and all kinds of kinds of problems. Okay. You won't be able to see this in the video when it gets to him, but he has what do you call it?
Cancer?
No. IV. He has IVs in his arm.
Oh, okay.
Right, where he has to go for, and he has a direct line.
Oh.
Yeah. Where they can pump fluid straight into him, trying to get antibiotics throughout his body so that it kills the infections that he has from the black mold.
Right. So it's killing the bloods or whatever it is on his system. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, when you're ready, I can get that up.
Actually, before you do that, maybe we should take a break early.
Okay.
You're tuned in to Community Living Show. I'm, of course, Kelly, along with Michael Cloggs Rubin. And, yeah, so we'd be back on both the stations on CITR 101.9 FM and, of course, Co-op Radio 100.5 FM. We'll be back.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts around Commercial Drive and beyond at Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studio, Bomber Brewing, Stormcrow Tavern, People's Co-op Bookstore, Mintage, High Life Records and Music, Bone Rattle Music Limited, JQ Clothing Limited, The Rio Theater, The Vancouver Music Gallery, North Van, and Tapestry Music Limited and White Rock.
What would we do without our friends?
A lot of hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
This world, I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
And okay. We're back on the Community Living Show on the National Campus and Radio Association Networks. Michael, you have a thing on a clip.
Yeah.
And we're not going to make it for that because it's 90 minutes, right?
It's 9 minutes.
Oh, 9 minutes.
9 minutes, yeah. We might just get it in under the wire, right?
I thought you said 90 minutes. I'm like...
No, it's 9 minutes.
Okay, 9 minutes, okay.
Yeah, we might get all of it in before we have to go to like our normal updates, you know, community
right.
calendar updates sort
okay.
of thing. But anyway, Gunnarji O'Sullivan... Mm-hmm. Which is a friend of ours from Co-op Radio and through the NCRA networks.
Yep.
Also through Access TV.
Yep.
I believe it's her and her husband. They work as a team shooting video.
Yeah, and basically mostly she does a lot of First Nations issues, yeah. Aboriginal issues.
Yeah. And the Memorial Hotel has a lot of First Nations people. Residing there,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's for whatever the reason or the situation is with that particular person, but a lot of First Nations people living there. As I said earlier, it's just shameful that a person can walk into a residence of, you know, it's a rental thing, right? Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
But with because of rats and the black mold and things like that, that they that they're now in bad health,
right?
You know, it shouldn't be that way. You know,
no,
we should be looking out for each other well enough. if you as somebody a CEO of a company once put it. If you're going to be a benefit if you're going to benefit from a community, you should be a benefit back to that community.
Mm.
You know,
I agree.
And if somebody's renting from your building, then you should have enough within yourself to keep that building strong so mm-hmm. that it can house that community of people.
All right.
And that doesn't seem to be what happened here at the Memorial Hotel. So why don't we go with the clip?
All right.
Right.
Here we go.
Tenants have been trying to get repairs to this place, and I guess they pushed too hard, and now the city is shutting down the building. The city's not paying for the repairs like they should do. They have the power to do that. They have the power to do the repairs and give the bill to the landlord. It's not happening. And they've told people that they have 10 days to move out. Move-out day is coming up on Monday, June 12th. And most of the tenants that I've talked to don't want to go. And the reason they don't want to go is they don't want to be in a shelter, and they don't want to go to the Carnegie Center, you know, mat on the floor, and they don't want to go to a mat on the floor at the Anchor of Hope or a mat on the floor at the Evelyn Sadler Center. So they're right now, tenants are trying to figure out what to do. They're trying to get a campaign going so they can get more help from the public to back them up for their demands for real housing. They want to be able to go to a real place that has a lock on their door, that where they can bring their pets, their furniture, their partners, and they also want to get compensation and get their rent money back and their damage deposits. And they also want this building to get redeveloped. For them. So they want to come back to their rooms, and they want to come back at the same rent as soon as possible. And that's it in a nutshell.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Hey, your turn. Thanks for your patience.
You're welcome. Thank you. Hi there. What's your name?
My name is Thomas Victor Phillip.
Again? Thomas Victor Phillip. How are you?
I've been doing all right. I'm in the hospital right now. Apparently, I caught a bad cold and a disease. Endocarditis. And I am trying to find out if it's... I had anything due to black mold from the building.
Uh-huh.
So I can connect it to the lawsuit because I got very sick from staying here. I stayed here for over 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And I've been living in horrible living situations with my room flooded, filled with mold, black mold all over the walls. No heater in my room for months. I lived in the room for 2 years with no heater. 2 winters I went through. I had friends helping me get a heater for my place.
You also told me that there were lots of rats in your room. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I have multiple holes in my walls, the size of big garbage cans, where they dug holes under my wall and on my door.
Yeah.
The bottom of my door has a hole that big.
Where's your room?
I'm on the second floor.
Okay.
Where most of the big rats are at, and they've been in and out of my room for years. I have been overrun by them at one time where I couldn't go to my room for 3 months because of the rats. They took over my room, they freaking sat there, and they will sit there and literally ransack your room while you're not there. And it looks like someone literally robbed your place.
Really?
Because the rats have sat there and dug through everything.
Wow.
They're not small rats. The rats are
water rats, right?
Yeah, they're huge rats. They're bigger than chihuahuas.
And then you also said earlier that you found a couple one morning you woke up and there were two of them.
There's one huge one on top of my chest. Woke up with it on top of me. And I woke up frightened. I was what the fuck? And the thing just booked it off of me. And it stood there at the hole staring at me, looking at me what the fuck?
And so recently you had to go to the hospital because you were having some symptoms. Can you tell us about the stuff? Oh, just wait. Okay.
Yeah, I got real sick. I didn't know what came over me. I ended up just getting real sick, puking up black tar, got real weak. My body was real sore. I couldn't really move or anything. A couple of my friends helped me come up a couple floors up to the fifth floor, helped me move to a different room for a few days because they thought that would help me out, but didn't really do anything because I was worried about my place because I had no lock on my door.
Yeah.
I haven't had a lock on my door for almost a year now.
Wow.
And I didn't bugging front desk. I even bugged the landlord to even get a lock on my door. He said, yeah, tomorrow. That's all they kept saying, tomorrow. And I never got a lock on my door still.
So now you're going back to the hospital, and you're going to continue with your care.
Yeah.
And you're also a part of the tenant protest here against the Balmoral.
Yeah.
What is the outcome that you personally need from the city or the owner of this Balmoral?
I'd like for them to get us at least a half decent place, better than this.
Yeah.
Help us with the rent and help us find a place and be... where you got compensated for the living situations that you've been through.
The physical, emotional, and mental trauma that you guys have had to live with is really
right
sad.
Right now I'm on antibiotics 6 days, six times a day, because I got real ill and I'm going to have to be there for another 5 more weeks.
Wow. Do they know what it is so far?
Endocarditis, and there was something... I had liquid in my lungs, so pneumonia, and they were still other things they're finding out with my spleen, other stuff there. Me and my girlfriend were both in the hospital right now.
Really?
Yeah.
And how old are you two?
I just turned 30 on June 1st.
You're too young to be this sick, my friend.
My girlfriend's 28.
How did you end up down at the Balmoral?
It was supposed to be a 1 week visit.
Yeah.
I came down to visit my girlfriend I'm with now.
Uh-huh.
I was just supposed to come visit her for a week.
And how was your health when you got here? Were you okay?
I was really healthy.
Yeah.
I was like 180 pounds.
Yeah.
And now I'm like down to 140.
Wow.
Like, I was like physically fit. I could run 10 blocks and not be out of air. Because I played sports all the time and... Now I can run half a block here. I'm going to be gasping for air.
You're even having trouble breathing and talking to me at the same time.
Yeah, it's hard for me to breathe.
Well, let's get down there and get to the hospital, shall we? Right. Thank you for talking with me, bro. I really appreciate it. Before I let you go, though.
Liquid what? Taken out of my lungs. Oh. Had a hole in the back of my back. I had a dream.
Oh.
That's where they had a drain on me. And they drained all the liquid out of my lungs.
Oh, goodness me.
Because my lungs are filled with a whole bunch of blood. And
I see this too. Mm-hmm. And what happened here?
These are the IVs that I got to take for my antibiotics. These are the old ones. I just got to pick one in so it's easier for them to
What
do
hospital
for
are you at right now?
I'm at St. Paul's.
Okay, and are they treating you good?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, what nation are you from?
I am a First Nation, Statlium.
Ah, Statlium. Yeah. You're not too far from home.
No.
You know, when you're done and you get your health back, you go back home.
That's sort of my main plan. I got kids back home. So
do you? Gotta get back home.
I have four kids back home that I haven't seen in 5 years since I moved here.
Get back home, okay? Yeah. Make that your big goal.
Yeah, that's what I want to do is like get me and my girlfriend out of here, because like this place is no good. This building
is killing you.
It's killing me, and
you're too young to die.
The drugs that are down here that are so easy to get a hold of.
Yeah.
Especially in this building, it's
infested.
Infested.
Huh?
You are practically trading this lifestyle as soon as you're here.
Yeah.
And you're hooked.
All right, so. We thank Gennady O'Sullivan for the clip, and it's a very sad tragedy on this issue.
Yeah. You know, we all need to have a safe and healthy place to live, right?
Right.
The city's solution to shut it down and then leave all those people homeless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we're trying to get people off the streets. Now they're going to shut something down. It's going to put more people on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So that isn't actually a solution. And I do know that Mayor Gregor Robinson does on occasion listen to us. Maybe he's listening. Maybe he's hearing some more of these stories and everything.
Yeah, but we would like to have more stories on it as well. So
yeah, maybe he'll come up with a real solution for these people,
mm-hmm.
and get them off the streets and get them into a decent house. And I hope that
in health.
Yeah, and I hope that there is an actual consequence to the landlord outside of him having his building shut down. I hope that there's another consequence to him because that's deplorable.
Yeah,
we shouldn't treat another human being like that. So.
And you see all these issues like condo homes building along Canby Street in King Edward and all around those areas where the Canada Line is up for grabs, and it's like, you know,
mm-hmm.
are the homeless going to be put there, or are they just going to leave them like open space for all those rich folks to come along? So it's very, very disappointing. Very disappointing what we have here in our city.
Yeah, extremely disappointing. And we can do better.
We could do better.
Yeah.
and, you know, like the like we see on the apartments, they sometimes the apartments on the buildings don't even have space for people to rent. And there are times where we had not only from the local issue, it was also part of the provincial issue, was part of the federal issue, all three types of levels. And most of the governments are just saying that this isn't, what are we doing with these homes?
This is kind of the question of what they're doing. A whole lot of passing the buck around. Mm-hmm. The federal government says, oh, well, you should look to your province. And the province says, look to the municipal, and then the municipal passes it back up the other way, saying, mm-hmm. "Well, you know, we've only get so much funds from the provincial and federal governments for housing, and you know, and this is the best we can do with what we get." Mm-hmm. Maybe if we should not just leave it to the government. Maybe as a society, maybe we should all step up and help our fellow brother
mm-hmm.
and
fellow friends.
Have is safe housing, right?
Mm-hmm. So big shout out to Gennard Joe Sullivan with the clip.
Yeah,
big shout out to Cheryl Young, who's our co-founder of Fibromyalgia Wellspring Foundation. Thank you very much for both of mm-hmm. those clips. Thank you, Michael, for the show. Hope to see you all again next week, same time, same station. And again, yes. So program note: this July 2nd will be. Our Co-op Radio's Sunday morning 10 to 11 debut. So,
and if you want to see Kelly and I in action, I know that I will be going the road trip with the Fibromyalgia Wellspring Foundation. I hope maybe it's not a guarantee. I might be able to call in and
with Paul.
With Paul.
And, we're hoping to have Paul on next week.
And also, tomorrow I will be at the Bollywood Event Center in Surrey. There's an anti-bullying campaign there, so if you can get out to that, come out and say your piece about being bullied.
Yes. So we're always on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/CLivingRadio. That's our Facebook page. And we're also on email, communitylivingradio@gmail.com, if you have any thoughts and questions about our program. That is it. Thank you, Michael. Thank you to our special guests, Cheryl Young and Gennard Joe Sullivan. We will be back again next week, same time, same station. Have yourselves a great day, and we'll see you all again soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just wanna try you on. are so magical. Soft skin, red lips, so kissable. Hard to resist, so touchable.
Start living. Start listening. From features through music to news. Reflecting your views, this is
CYTR's thing.
CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC.
Accelerated program.
Accelerated programming since 1937.
Nice to meet you, I guess. Not trying to cause a big scene. I'm not exactly a boy in a dress, but thank you, I know what you mean.